Hello, this is a message of hope and healing. It's now been 15 and a half weeks since we found out that Josie has rectal cancer. And I always say, what do I know? I know that I feel better when I am closer to Josie, when I am around her, if I've talked with her, if I FaceTimed with her, if I'm there at the house. I think the same thing is said to be true for our relationship with Jesus Christ. I feel better if I've talked with Jesus. I feel better if I'm close. I feel better if I'm seeking Him, if I'm praying, if I'm in a relationship. I think it was Mother Teresa. I know it was Mother Teresa that said, for praying is nothing else than being in friendship with God. Amen. I know that prayer and praying and prayer warriors are powerful. They're a tool of God. They're a tool that's put in the war chest for battle. Josie's been prayed for continually, consistently, and she's been lifted up, and she has found help. Her blood levels were low this week as a result of the chemo, and it puts her at a risk, a greater risk for infection. It was a lot to hear, a lot to sort out. It kind of knocked her sideways, and I just remember asking for prayers, sending out a cry for help, for people to pray for Josie. And I remember it was the next day getting a text message where she said, I feel so much better today than I did yesterday. She was given a peace, and she was helped. Was the situation changed? Josie was changed. And that was God. That was her help. When I asked for the prayers this week and had sent the message, one of the prayer warriors sent back to me these words, there is power in the blood. And that hit me so hard. And I felt myself really thinking about that, really feeling that there's power in the blood. There's power in the blood of Jesus Christ that He shed for us, for each of us. And so I found myself, without even really thinking, at a church that has a crucifix as you walk in. There's a sculpture of Jesus hanging on the cross. And it's an older one. It's just right there as you walk in the door. And I could actually put my hand and touch Jesus's foot. I could touch where they had sculpted the nail, and there were droplets of blood. And I just put my hand there, and I just prayed, and I felt that the power was in the blood. And that's what I just wanted to share with all of you. There's power in the blood. We were praying and are praying for Josie's blood, but by the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, she is helped. I know that some people look at me and they see I've lost some weight and they think, oh no, she's melting away. It's stress. And I would tell you, it's the opposite. It's blessed, not stressed. God has taken from me a burden in weight, something I have had since I was a child, a problem with food, and I told you that in the past. But when I was sent as a disciple to Josie and Murphy, and I think I told you that too, that I couldn't get there fast enough to tell them that they would not be alone, that the love of God would be with them, and that I was being used, not just as Josie's mom, but as God's child, as someone to bring that to them. And I felt empowered and I felt the strength. But in order that they were not felt as they were alone and God calling me, one of the things that I had to lay down was the amount of weight that I was carrying physically so that I could carry what God was giving me. Put that burden down. Lay it down. It's not yours, Barb. I need your body I need your heart. I need your hands. I need your commitment. I need you to be the vessel of love that I'm giving them. So when you see me, if I'm not the same size, it's not melting away because of stress. It is, the truth is that I am standing as I am today because I'm blessed. And I know that. I received a note this week from someone who God had also steered me to share his love. And it just is showing me that Josie's journey is touching others as well. and I had reached out to someone, and this is the note. Barb, I wanted to thank you for the beautiful book, Jesus Calling. I've been reading it daily, but most of all, I wanted to thank you for your goodness. I love it when Jesus signs through. Blessings. Very nice note. Is it a huge deal? If you knew what this person and their family was going through, you would say yes. For them to see the light of Jesus Christ in the times of struggle, it is a tremendous blessing, a miracle. To see that we are not alone and that we know that even in the tough times, what is it that you hear? What is it that you see? And I see that she is not alone. I see that Josie is not alone. And how do I tell you this? It's because I know that there is power in the blood. Amen. There are just a couple scriptures here to share with you. In him, we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins in accordance with the riches of God's grace. And that's Ephesians 1:7. And through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether things here on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through his blood shed on the cross, is Colossians 1:20. And I can do everything through him who gives me strength, Philippians 4:13. Can we today pray together? Dear Heavenly Father, come. Come to us. Come into our hearts. Jesus, send the Holy Spirit to be with us. Just fill us, Lord. Fill us with that love. Fill us with that peace. Fill us with that strength and that lifting. Because we will all know struggles. But you have overcome. And we need that. We need to know that. We need to know of the power that is in the blood. And I pray for each one of us today. Lord, I pray that it would just flow down on us, that it would just reach in and grab us in all ways, that we would feel the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. And in this day, in this moment, we pray in your Son's name, in his holy name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.